And what was your experience like when you were a lawyer trainee at Fernandez Hearn LLP?
I did my article with Fernandez Hearn in Toronto. They are a litigation law firm, and I enjoyed my first experience with litigation. Was my first experience, so every process, every new file was new for me, and I appreciate my mentor's help during the process. They are Fernandez Hearn's specialty is transportation law. So I learned a lot about aviation litigation, railways, highway transport litigation. So it was very good. It was almost 10 months of experience there. And I still carry that knowledge with me that I got from Fernandez Hearn.
You, on top of that, you also worked at Bombardier Commercial Aircraft as part of its contracts and legal services department. What would you say were some of your most memorable moments while at Bombardier Commercial Aircraft?
I spent almost 4 great years at Bombardier. I will remember those years for the rest of my life. I learned a lot from my mentors and about the aviation field as a whole. So my most memorable moments are my first aircraft deal, of course.
Yeah.
The first flight of the C-Series was another unforgettable moment. And the first visit to the manufacturing site of C-Series. Very impressive, very professional people. Very good team and very good product that Bombardier can offer to the aviation industry. So the experience at Bombardier was unusually rewarding. It was my first time with such a big organization as Bombardier. It's a global corporation that has several offices around the world, and you are truly in an international field. So you can feel when you have a conference call with the partners in China, in Mexico, or Ireland. It was very interesting. And this will be, I think, if I can choose one experience that will be the basis of my future career, is that what I learned at Bombardier will be my solid basis for my future career aspirations. Yeah.
Certainly. On Wednesday, March the 9th, we had the honor of having you attend the NATO Economy Forum on Mining and Infrastructure. This forum took place at the Ontario Trade Center. The focus was on encouraging the investment, the relationship between Central Europe, Eastern Europe, and Canada, and investing in various economic and business opportunities in mining and in infrastructure. Would you be able to discuss your experience attending our economy forum last Wednesday?
First of all, thank you for inviting me to that event. It was very interesting for me to meet new people, listen to their business ideas and introductions to different countries of Central and Eastern Europe and Turkey, for that matter. And I usually attend this kind of events to widen my horizons, to meet new people, to meet new professionals in certain areas. And mining and infrastructure was a topic that I always was interested in, especially because I come from that part of the world. It was very interesting for me to see what people are discussing related to that part of the world. So very good event, and I was encouraged by the fact that the diversity of participating people, participants were very diverse and from different embassies and different business entities who are interested in the region. And I made a lot of good connections. So
that's great. I'm happy to hear that.
That's very good. Yeah.
I really do want to sincerely thank you for, again, doing this interview, taking the time out of your busy schedule to sit down to do this interview.
Oh, you're most welcome.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and thank you for providing all of the students out there with valuable advice pertaining to your experience, along with advice that you provided all of the students who are perhaps interested in pursuing a law degree internationally, along with your overall expertise and knowledge in the field of law. So thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And lastly, I wanted to ask you if you'd like to share any final words with our listeners today.
If I can leave our listeners with one message, is don't be afraid of changes. We are living in such an amazing period in our world that things are changing rapidly. Go with the change. Try to maximize the benefits of those changes. Try to learn from the changes and move on. It's not the time to regret about the past or worry about the future. It's just seizing the now moment. This is the only thing that you have is now. And yeah, it's an ever-changing world. It's very interesting out there. Try to travel. Try to learn about other cultures and meet new people. Try to change your circle of network, let's say. Try to enrich your network by attending events organized, let's say, by NATO Association of Canada and similar organizations. In Canada, we have very strong feature is that we are very diverse. Diversity is our strength, and it's always increasing. So diversity will be your key to the future. Canada will be one of the strongest countries. It is one of the strongest economies. It will be even stronger in the future with this diversity. So go with the changes and learn from the changes. That's it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.